Well, then I'm going to make you one. How many tacos do you want?
How many tacos?
Two?
I just want two.
The podcast is started.
What?
The beginning of the podcast is started.
Can I have this plate? Or is that your plate?
Maybe you can have it.
Okay. So, who wants to say something first?
My name is two.
I want two.
Is your sour cream on here?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Miles
is doing happy birthday to you right now.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Miles.
What
are
you
saying? thank you, honey. You're so sweet. Well, you get a free day.
You got a lot of free days.
What? Fine. You don't have any money.
Back it up.
I'm trying to put these things up here, Dave. And again, I mean, on one edge of the deal, it's 75 and a quarter, and over here it's 75 and an eighth. It doesn't sound like much.
Right.
But when you span 4 feet,
yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll cover it up at quarter rounds, and I'll come back and deal on my own.
Okay.
Kent's going to come back in the morning.
Okay.
He said, well, what do I tell John? I said, well, just tell John, you know, dude, I need you for another day. And I said, I'll cover this, don't worry about it. He's like, okay.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's just, shit keeps happening. I mean, I'm wired. I'm ready to put stuff up.
It looks so pretty. It's going to be pretty.
It will be pretty.
With the reflecting off of the pool, the blue.
Actually, that's kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of.
And, you know, you do a little sponge treatment with the clouds. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know what was going on, guys.
Sure.
Because I know how blessed, aggravated y'all are, and I know how aggravated I am, and it's nothing y'all have done. It's just what you...
Whoa. You almost got in your tacos, buddy.
Careful. You want a birthday shot?
Yeah, what the hell.
I mean, it's your birthday.
My brother called me up. He saw that video. I'm telling you, I don't play games if you say yes. You're going to love it.
Why don't you show it to him right now?
I'll just get online this evening. I'll get online. I gotta get home, take a shower, and see what kind of trouble I can get into.
Come on. How old are you?
Huh? 44.
24? Forever?
Hey, you're lucky I'm admitting that. I've had about 50 people call me old man. I said, when are you sons of bitches calling me old man? And I'm coming through Facebook and kicking some ass.
That's what Facebook is for.
There's certain shit. I post stuff on there, like, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I posted that last night.
Yeah.
And then this morning I posted Kiss and AC/DC.
Oh, nice.
Let's kick this birthday off right, you know.
Nice.
A little back in black.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, some people just get on there and they just let it all out. It's like, come on, man.
No, is your life, I mean, you have that. If you not have any close enough knit people in your life that you can just tell this to, you have to tell it to all your strangers. If I'm friends with almost 700 people.
You are not friends with 700 people.
670-something.
You want a couple tacos?
I'm good. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'm going out to eat with the folks.
Nice.
At least that's what I was told. What are you doing tonight? I don't know. You're going to dinner with us.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
John's so excited. Lost his job Friday. Got a job last night.
Okay. Yeah.
Doing the same thing. Doing the same thing. But
he's saying you're all ready to go up here.
But with a bigger company.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, thank you, honey.
He drove from a shop of 7 people to a shop of 120 people. It's all precision mower.
That's cool.
Yeah. Where's that? I don't know. It may be at least some as well.
I'm not sure.
What?
So.
Anyway, now we've got some stuff we've got to fix, and it's our fault, so it's coming out of my pocket.
Well,
and it's nothing major.
But does that. That goes up
the
stairs.
Mom, he's off. He's just a bit warm.
All we do.
Keep it up his plate.
I don't want one right now.
I know, but you have to.
We build a box, and then the stairs attach to the box. That's why he had 6 posts that were completely unnecessary. It's a waste of wood.
I just have no idea what you
want.
Yeah, he was just confused. I mean, literally. I mean, he took more breaks than he did work on that. You just see him milling around looking at it like,
you know, can I look at it? We go, okay, how do we want to do this? Do we want to do it like we did this? Do we want to do it like, no. It'd be better if we tie in here and we do this and we bring it all together And then maybe a couple other, like, on the base of your stairs down there,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see the 2x4s at the bottom?
Yeah.
Those are spreaders.
Right.
They keep it square.
Yeah.
At the bottom, so you don't need posts.
Right.
We do that every third step, you know, every third rise, and that's all you need. You don't need those extra posts. Now, when you set your handrail, okay, just so you know, and a buddy of mine reminded me.
Happy birthday.
That's weird. Damn, that's
about it. I can't drink that honey thing.
Like it.
Hi, Keith.
But he works for Cullen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They do huge compressors and generators and all this other stuff for hospitals and colleges.
Yeah.
Just some HVAC, you know, air conditioning stuff.
Sure.
As well. But anyway, he's their senior guy.
Uh-huh.
You want another couple of
we were best friends in high school. We literally best friends in high school.
Yeah.
And I told you my story about him joining the Navy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he worked on an aircraft carrier. You know how they launch an aircraft off?
Yeah.
It's just compressed steam.
Yeah, sure.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And it runs along the track. He fixed them.
Oh,
he
cool.
made them work.
Yeah.
So this job has a lot of the same components. It just does different things.
Right.
But it basically is just a big pump.
Yeah.
You know, and it builds up pressure. And
yeah, I know. Whenever they're doing that, whenever I see specials on it, they're just shooting out like a bottle rocket.
Yeah. And they just crank it back. It runs on the chain and pulley system. And
sure.
Well, if you want to put them on the top.
Anyway, it's just neat.
Yeah.
No, but cool. he goes, hey, dude, do you have a permit? First thing he asked.
Right.
And I said, Joel, you know I don't need a permit. I said, all I'm doing is repair of another person's work. And he goes, oh, okay. Did that person have a permit? I said, no. And he goes, and he, because he knows. I mean, Joel's done this stuff with me before. And so he and I were talking about today at lunch. He called me when I was going home for lunch, and you know, he's like, well, tell me, you know, he goes, tell me a little bit about it, tell me some more. We didn't talk about it long because he's newly single, and so we were talking about
thank you.
A couple of people that have been calling the two of us. He said, hey, guess who I talked to today? And I said, here you go, buddy. He said, shoot, I don't know, Kim Ballman? He goes, how do you know? I said, because I talked to her before yesterday. And he goes, was she drunk? And I said, oh, man, drunk as a skunk. He goes, what time was it? And I said, oh, I don't know, maybe 4 o'clock. He goes, yeah, I know, dude, I talked to her. I said, I'm not driving an hour and a half or 2 hours down to Lake of the Ozarks for, you know, I mean, I like to drink, but I wait till after work, you know, 4 or 5. But she's going back to school to get her degree in psychology, which I really think is an inappropriate field for her because she actually needs the help. She doesn't need to be given it to people.
Most of people who are in that field need help.
I think that, yeah.
She was always a real sweetheart. You know, I always thought she was a neat person, but, you know, I never dated her.
Yeah, I'm sure there's
I don't think you can call what we did dating.
You okay, Ken? Do you need to scoot up a little bit?
You need to get your stool up for you? Here,
yeah, you need to get yourself scooted up there so you don't make a massive mess.
Careful, it's kind of a heavy.
That better?
Yeah, I guess he was happy and he's going to be sad. Coco was getting all that food now.
Uh-oh.
Like,
Sorry, Coco.
I was being cut off.
God, I love those taco shells. I told Mom
about
it.
Oh, man.
I was hoping she was going to, you know, I'm telling you, I had them the other night and I was like, I've shown everybody. I had the best taco shell I've ever had.
Oh,
my whole
which
life.
Which one is it?
It's the Tierra.
La Tierra. Yeah, La Tierra. And it's just the regular.
Yeah,
just regular.
Authentic. Yeah.
And that's awesome. Oh my gosh, the best taco shell I've ever had in my life. You know, we'll go through phases because sometimes we'll get the shell that has the bottom on it, the little thing, and you can stuff it.
Yeah, but these are authentic and good.
I knew this feeling was going to be difficult.
Well, and guys, I'll be coming back after tomorrow just to do a little minor touch-up stuff. Don't worry about it. It's on me.
Okay.
It's stuff I feel like it needs to be done. I don't like stuff the way it is, and I want to correct some things.
So what's
I want to get the big stuff done. Oh, the ceiling and the deck.
Okay.
And then
it's
going to...
The ceiling and the deck?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come back, and I'll do the lattice. Just kind of, you know,
like.
Yeah.
So you will be charged for that.
Okay.
It'll be on my time.
So you're
going to move on.
I want the big
stuff
that I need two people to do.
So
oh, yeah, the back will be open.
Thursday.
Yeah, my post.
Are you coming Friday to finish up the little
file? Yeah. Don't worry, Judy, you'll see everything.
Oh, my God. I'm not
something
worried.
That I would recommend you doing.
Yeah.
And I'll show you why. See here, you're going to have scenes.
Yeah.
And because they're not perfect, my recommendation to you would be to take 1x2.
Yeah.
And just tack it up.
Okay.
To that.
Okay.
Just cut it to length, measure.
Okay.
And cut it to length. You can paint it beforehand.
Yeah.
And all you need is finish nails. You have a box of them down there.
Okay.
Finish nails with one that has a little thing where you can tack it in.
Yeah.
It makes it look pretty. There's no...
Sure.
We couldn't use those on the stripping out there. And then I'll fix that piece of screen.
Okay.
That's it.
I can't even...
You will. You'll be able to. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
When you can't fall off the roof.
When you can't fall off the roof.
I thought you knew that.
Yeah.
No!
Well, it wasn't actually off the roof. It was off the ladder. And he grabbed
he
on
put the cat down.
To the corner of the gun he had just finished. And so I have to buy a new corner tonight.
Did he hurt himself?
He didn't feel good.
But he didn't fall.
No, he caught himself. And then I ran. I was up on this ladder. I was up on this ladder.
How
and I slid down like a fireman. You know, I grabbed the side and just started. I had my gloves on, so I knew it wouldn't hurt. You know, so I just grabbed the side and started sliding down as quick as I could and ran around and went and boosted him up because he was hanging, you know, by the... Hey, you got 1 foot on the ladder and 1 foot
Where
on
was the ladder?
It's right here.
Where was it when he fell? Was it on the deck or on the ground?
Well, we were on this corner and he, just out of instinct, because he didn't know what else to do,
prevented
himself from falling, put his foot on that rail.
Right.
Well, when you put his foot on that rail, it stretched the screen.
Right.
And I might be able to just stretch the screen. But I'll make it right.
You know what?
Well, I saw him drop that wood out there. It just seemed like he would get to that point where it was the end of the day. And
he just spent.
Yeah.
You know.
He looks tired today anyway.
He looks tired every day.
I mean, he cut his face and there's blood running all down his face.
He did?
Can I wipe it out? And he was like, no, it's fine. He's just staring with that blood all over their face all day.
We cut ourselves. 1, 2.
I know, but.
Here.
I do the same. I do it all the time.
Here. This is today. That guttering is so dang sharp.
Yeah.
I mean, you just graze against it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Kent did. He said, hey, man, hold this for me. So I said, okay, I got it. And he's trying to snug it up under that flashing because this is not how you do it.
Yeah.
And so we're having to afro-engineer everything. And because we're having to do that, you get hurt more and it takes twice as long.
Yeah. You know what? I got that it's incredibly tired out there, so I was getting ready to say. He's always sound fuck, god damn it, he's stressing around. The only way that I would know if something happened is if they were completely silent out there, because he probably didn't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
Neither way, it was, that's why I didn't know that. It's like,
no, when you
really scared,
if you get hurt,
don't say anything.
He was scared.
Yeah.
Well, sure, when you're 20 feet off the ground,
yeah.
And there's nothing between you but a deck and a pool, what happened is the ladder, he had set the ladder to stay off the screen. He had set the ladder on this lower deck. And it started scooting on him. And he's like, oh shit, oh shit. He's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I'm like, yeah, can't. That's when I did my fireman slide down the ladder.
Oh yeah.
No, you didn't. Just grab right in here with the ladder and just hold on with your hands. If you got gloves, if you don't have gloves, don't do it. So
yeah.
You'll tear your hands up.
Oh, sure.
And I'm jumping down because I was all the way at the top.
Yeah.
Run up there. And he's like, do, it's fine. And you could tell he was like, to keep the ladder from sliding anymore. And it just kept inching. He's like, dude, you got to stop this ladder. I said, you're fine. It's up against those rails. Just relax.
Miles, sweetheart, dude, please. Okay,
sure.
Dude, do not take the hammer with you. Miles, if you want to go to soccer practice,
he's
look
not
at me.
Soccer.
Okay.
No,
it's
right.
6
he
o'clock.
Didn't say that, did you?
You know what?
He
it's 6
so
o'clock.
Tired.
He always does. You know what?
Anyway, I just want you to know whatever's not done.
Right.
I'll get everything that needs. What's up, buddy? Come here. Whatever needs to be done that
right.
requires two people will be done tomorrow.
Okay.
So, Next, I can do the stairs by myself, but it's nice to have two people.
Yeah.
Because we've already measured our run, and I'm telling you, those two by, what are they? 2 by 10 feet runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give you 11 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfect.
Yeah.
You had 8 steps before, you'll have 11 now.
Yeah.
And they'll look like that.
Yeah.
And if you want, later on I can come back and put fascia on it.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, we can make it look.
Sure.
As pretty as you want later.
Sure.
Absolutely. But they will be functional and safe.
And there's going to be a railing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So my mom doesn't fall.
No.
I'm sure she's going to scream about these steps down here, not having a railing.
I can put a railing on.
She'll be okay.
All I need to do is
step.
They're 4 feet wide. We're crying out loud.
I know.
I'll help her out.
But I can come back and put a railing. You don't need it. It's 4 feet. That's why I made them 4 feet.
Yeah.
You would need the railing.
Yeah.
If they were 36, I would put a railing.
Yeah.
And I thought, do a center run. You know how wide your thing's going to be out here? 48 by 48.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. It's going to be 4 feet square.
Yeah. Which is what it should have been originally.
Yeah. And here's the thing, guys. Later on down the road, the afro-engineered doors that I've done for you, okay?
Locked each other out all weekend.
Oh, they
did it once, they did it 50 times. I was like, the first person who locked me out of here is never coming over here again.
Well, what I'll do is I'll redo it. Just later on when you guys are in a different place, you know, financially, we'll go get another door.
Mentally and emotionally.
Exactly. I'll come back.
And I'm going to put super glue in it for right now.
I'll come back and put the door on the way it's supposed to be. Because now that you have enough room to swing out, you couldn't swing out that door.
Yeah.
The 32-inch door going out 29 inches, you'd have broken it.
That reminds me, I have that spring out there on that thing for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right out there. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I just don't want you guys to think I'm going to abandon you.
Right.
Like you've been abandoned before.
Yeah.
Just because stuff's not done.
Right.
I'll come back as needed and take care of stuff, and I'm going to get the stuff that needs two people done tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
I'll get the stuff that is one person done, like the light.
Yeah.
I just need to wire it in.
Right.
I'm wired here. I'm ready to go.
Right.
So I can pop that light in myself. I don't need a camp for that.
Okay.
I can put that light up myself. Don't need them for that.
Right.
Thank God rain held off today.
Yeah.
I thought for sure it was going to rain.
Yeah, it looked like it this morning.
But, you know, we got the full day in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, things, even though there's aggravation, things, yeah, each of them, dude.
Oh, it's all good. This is hurt. I'm all
done. I know. I just kind of take at it for, like, an hour.
I took a...
Hey,
so
you don't
want
another shot?
Stop. My birthday.
I know. You just can't have a shot, so you just go to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love that Jody gives you the Texas one. This old guy at Home Depot today goes, did you go to Texas? And I said, no. I said, I went to UC Tyler. And I said, my brother just graduated from A&M, and we hate each other because of that.
Right.
You know. And he's like, you don't hate your little brother. No. I said, he did follow my footsteps. He went in the Navy. So, yeah.
I don't have to go to soccer because I'm so sick. This is probably the last thing I'm going to drink because I want to feel better. I want to be able to go to work tomorrow.
I tell you, you know, I like his remedy for getting better. But he told me the whiskey and
Miles.
God, dude. Jesus Christ.
He won't stop.
God.
He won't. Go to timeout.
Constant. Just leave the cat alone.
I pulled him out the dumpsters today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, dear. You're sweet. Good news.
Unbelievable the amount of money they were charging. This company, my company, my trash company, I told you $130, cheapest by like $200. I get it's a 10 foot long, 7 foot wide, 4 foot deep, $130. I get it for 8 days. I only need it for a day or two.
And plus, we have rate days with people. We don't have to, but we could like massively. Could you do anything you wanted?
Absolutely.
We can clean out that storage area downstairs. There's shit that I would love to get rid of.
Yeah, that's the thing we need to keep trying to do.
We can put your paintings away. Don't worry.
I wish we would. I'm so tired of carrying those things around. I've been thinking for a long time about getting my cousin Nick and going to
the... What you were doing, man. Just run over to... freaking some park and just start setting them around.
Sure, you have like 6,000.
Well, this is the thing. What I want to do is, I want to put a big table in the middle of that park where the J.C. Nichols shop is on the plaza.
Uh-huh.
Just have a mat that says free art, and in quotation, tips accept it. Have a big jar, people just come out and take what they want for $1 then, gone. It's all gone.
You can't just go down to the plaza.
I'll have to find out, because if I can get one cheap, I'll just...
You can't. You have to go to the Plaza Art Fair, which you know you have to apply for, and then you have to register.
Why is the Plaza Art Fair?
It's just a guy giving the world a little art.
Little art love.
That's all it is.
Friendly love.
You sell your stuff legitimately at a real shop, and you make money off of it.
That's the thing. You keep devaluing it.
You know what, though? If somebody got that, you could put on there in your quotation, what do they call it when you actually sold your art? There's a name. Not published. There's a term for artists. When you've been recognized because you sold your piece.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But you have it on there.
But yeah, I mean, and
your stuff's kind of Picasso-esque.
Yeah,
but what I've seen downstairs when I've come in, to me, that's my favorite one right there.
That's not really a Picasso, but it's got that kind of.
Actually, it really is. Little broader brush strokes than he used.
I mean, when I do this recycled stuff and put them on the poles, I bill it as I do gallery stuff, but I also put it out.
Yeah, that's the word. It's gallery something. Gallery sold or something like that.
Gallery recognized.
Right.
That's the thing. This is the other thing we could actually talk about. That's the Cato. It's a friend of mine who lives in Chicago. He's getting ready to move to L.A. He got a hold of some gal from the Kansas City Business Magazine that was looking for people to give
to the community.
And mentioned what I'm doing with the recycle. So she may interview me, and I may be a part of like a list of people in Kansas City. And if that happens, that could bring a lot of traffic, and I could do something.
That'd be cool.
I know you don't watch TV, but do you want something? I did.
I did not watch it last night. I wanted to get ready for soccer. I spent my evening catching up on Facebook because I hadn't been playing a lot. And seem like your guitar. I mean, that screams Picasso to me.
That kind of is. It's like I remember seeing the old man on the guitar.
Yeah, that's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
Without the old man. And
it was really good. I don't know if you have a DVR, I love that show. That's one of my favorite shows. I mean, the acting is so good.
You're going to crack up at what my favorite show is.
What is it?
You really will crack up.
I talked to Marvel.
Well, I ran across one last night that I had only seen one time before, but it's Paranormal Cop. It's Chicago Cops.
Soldiers there.
There's before. Okay, you know, remember the golf course you used to be at, Woodchapel Golf Course?
Yeah.
Back in the day, it would take me home. Right there at Woodchapel, get off of Woodchapel, get off 291, Woodchapel, had the front nine running down 291, and the back nine ran down Woodchapel.
Yeah.
Okay. And the back nine was fixed because hole 10 went right into a lane.
Right.
You either had to have the hell of a drive or lay up high.
Sure.
Because if you didn't...
You know, we talked about playing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I golfed for a while there.
Yeah.
A couple years. I know. Yeah.
And so, I mean, you were toast if you didn't. And
yeah.
We used to go, when I was a kid, we used to go and we'd
sit
there...
Are you still recording this?
Yeah. We have a podcast Wednesday.
We record
everything
that happens
during dinner.
Oh, great.
I'm
talking about stuff. Wonderful.
Here, take a look. Thank you. All right, this is the official end. We're getting a paranormal activity and...